This is Vatican Radio, and I'm Susie Hodges. Pope Francis makes a somber visit on Friday to the site of the former Nazi death camp of Auschwitz-Birkenau, where 1.1 million people were murdered, nearly all of them Jews. The director of the Auschwitz Memorial and Museum, Piotr Sivinsky, said the Pope's visit to this terrible but very important place was highly significant, especially in our present world marked by so much conflict and crises. By looking and learning from the past, he said, we can better understand the dangers of popularism, anti-Semitism, and all kinds of xenophobia that we see in our present times. He was interviewed by our correspondent in Poland, Lydia O'Kane.
I think it's a fundamental visit, absolutely fundamental. It's a place that already John Paul II was visiting us, the Pope, Benedictus, of course, also. So this is the third Pope coming as Pope to this place. It's a place, I think, fundamental for the understanding of the post-war area, for the entire world, for the understanding of the human rights, for the understanding of let's say, every most important phenomena of our society. So the visit of the Pope in this terrible but so important place will be a clear sign, I think, of Church approach to the Shoah and to the tragedy of the concentration camps.
You mentioned there, of course, two other popes have visited the former concentration camp. But do you think this Pope's visit, Pope Francis' visit, will be unique in itself, especially in the light of the world we're currently living in, which is seeing so much conflict and crisis?
Of course, the situation is changing. John Paul II was in 1979, Benedict XVI was in 2006, excuse me. So now we are in a completely different world with some new areas of war, some new areas of conflict, some new problems like the terrorism, like a new appearance of some very anti-Semitic ideas all around the world. So I think that this visit is coming in a very difficult moment, and it's for the first time a Pope who is not personally engaged, let's say, with his life in this area of the Second World War, of the Third Reich, the area of the Shoah, of the Holocaust. Of course, in the South America, there were also many different problems, many dictatures, many violations of the human rights. So I think that his view will be a very fresh one, a global, let's say, view to those issues. I remember his very, very impressive words that he said in the Yad Vashem Institute in Jerusalem 2 years ago, referring, let's say, the history of the Shoah to the tragedy of Adam, who lose his both sons. I think it's a very important and very anthropological, let's say, anthropocentrical approach to this tragedy when one man is able to kill one other man.
Pope Francis himself places much emphasis on Christian-Jewish dialogue. How do you view the Pope's commitment in this area?
Of course, he was already very involved in those issues. We will have also a quite important delegation of the Polish Jewish community in this event, with the Chief Rabbi of Poland, with a representative of different organizations, different associations, different foundations. I think it's also a very important sign that the highest person in the Catholic Church is coming to the place of the Shoah and to pray for the victims.
Could you talk to us a little about particular areas, poignant areas of Auschwitz-Birkenau, the memorial and museum that the Pope is expected to see?
The Pope will enter, first of all, to Auschwitz I through the main gate with the inscription Arbeit macht frei. And he will go through the big place of the Camp Appel to the really real place of the death of Maximilian Kolbe in the Block 11. Before entering to this block, he will meet several survivors, Jewish survivors and Polish survivors of this camp, in a very direct way, like it was at the time of John Paul II and Benedict XVI. He will go to the very room of the dead of Maximilian Kolbe, and after he will go to Birkenau, his way will be all along the rampa where the SS decided about the life or the dead of the arrival transports of the European Jews. And he will have a moment of silent prayer at the main monument in Birkenau. So the most, let's say, important places, the most significant places will be visited by the Pope.
Obviously, there'll be many young people in Poland for World Youth Day, and I imagine we'll be visiting the museum as well. Can I ask you, how important is the education of young people about the past, especially in the context of what happened at Auschwitz?
Personally, I think it's fundamental. It's completely fundamental. The new generations must have a very concrete intellectual and emotional knowledge about this site, what is Auschwitz-Birkenau, in order to be able to take their own responsibility in their own life for the future of our humanity, for the future of our planet. The young people will take the floor in the next decades about all those most important issues of our societies in different countries. And I think that the referring point of Auschwitz and of the Shoah is something really fundamental. That's why in the last, let's say, decade, or even a little bit more than a decade, the number of the young visitors was growing very, very quickly. We've got 400,000 visitors in 2000 and nearly 2 million last year. They are coming from various countries, from all Europe, from North America, from Israel, from different other areas, in order to understand a little bit more what are really the danger of the populism, of the anti-Semitism, of all kind of xenophobia.
In a fast-paced kind of technological world, is there, however, a danger that people are not taking the time or will not take the time to learn the lessons from the past?
Of course, the danger is every time present, and the only hope that we can develop is in the learning, in the process of education, sensibilizations. Sometimes it's enough to have some crazy politics, some crazy ideology, some populism in order to change completely the majority of a public opinion against somebody. When we see what's happened now in many countries in Europe, this fear of people that are just escaping a war area in order to survive, this is also, let's say, a kind of xenophobia. This is this fear of the others. So now we have really a lot to do in order to change the situation, to have a more humanistic vision of ourselves or of the others.
When you see people coming to the museum, what is always your hope that they will take away from it?
It's a very good question, but my hope is that they will be in the future more responsible, that they will consider their own responsibility in their life, whatever they will live. You know, we are all confronted to some victimizations of different groups, to all kind of brutalizations of the life, to many different ways to treat a human person as dehumanized. It's not depending of only of politics, of media, or I don't know, at group of powers. It's depending of each of us. So my main, let's say, hope is that people who understand to the full what was possible in Auschwitz-Birkenau will make their choice for a more responsible life.
Just one final question for you. What has been your experience as director of the Auschwitz-Birkenau Memorial and Museum?
I am here for for a decade now, for 10 years. It's a very difficult place. It's a very difficult mission also. It's a constant dialogue with many different parts of our societies in the whole world. It's a role of, yes, we have to testify all this history, and it's particularly difficult now when the survivors are passing away one after the other. So many of them are not with us. In a few years, maybe we will be completely alone. So it's really our role to take this responsibility on our arms, and it's not easy.
You were listening there to Piotr Sivinsky, director of the Auschwitz-Birkenau Memorial and Museum, interviewed by Lydia O'Kane.